Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. March will arrive. Well, March is already here and really marching along. And of course, St. Paddy's Day is going to be here in March. We'll be talking about that just a little bit more here. But I want to have what we can plant. I have my planting list. I have my favorites for springs, of course. And Teresa Watkins is with us in the studio today, and she'll have hers also. And also, how do you plant the plants in the landscape? But many of us gardeners do things different. We have different techniques. If we have time, we'll talk about that, but we're getting a lot of your calls right now also. And Joni awaits your calls, by the way, at 1-888-45-LAWNS, Hurricane, Texas, at 23680, which is kind of nice. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered during our second hour, or just make a comment. Brian's at the control, so please join us all. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. Happy to have you with us. I love my annual flowers, the things I can change out seasonally and gives us that color burst. Right now I'm growing zinnias and marigolds. Well, they're up. The seeds are up. They're not in the ground. They're in the little seedling containers. I do want to tell you my sweet peas are already flowering, but I'm a disappointed gardener. I'll tell you why in just a little bit. Teresa Watkins, author, radio host, and horticulture consultant, joins me in the radio in the station today. Happy to have her with us. And we're happy to have everybody stop by for the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Webpage is up for March. Get up on betterlawns.com. And, of course, Brian is at the controls, And Joni's already answering another phone call, so we're going to have to get to it here in a minute. Brian, one big question. Any big plans for for St. Patty's Day?
No, there are no plans to be had anymore. Everybody's staying home.
You know, my mom, when I was a kid, always made sure that I wore something green on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
Or you would get pinched.
Yeah, that's right. It was a tradition there. You get pinched. We'll have to find out if Joni's going to do anything special on St. Patty's Day. Got to put your head there you go. She always comes in with a boom.
I'm not telling you.
You're not telling me what you're doing, huh?
No.
Well, you certainly have got a number of callers up there for us.
Yes, we had one and we lost it.
Well, that's okay. They'll be back.
Yeah, they'll be back.
But anyway, St. Patty's Day, a lot of things are closed down. So I don't know. Did you wear green on St. Patty's Day?
I always wear green on St. Patrick's
Day. Did you do it, Brian?
Yep. You didn't want to get pinched.
You know, I didn't know about that custom. Where was I?
I don't know.
You were home. You didn't get pinched.
I know. Teresa, I like zinnias and marigolds going in now and pentas. Do you have favorite flowers?
I do. I love to put in salvias right now. Lots of butterfly plants. So the mystic spires looks good. I also like the zazzle, the pink gomphrenas. They're wonderful, and they're nice and pink and bright. They look like fireworks in your garden.
Yeah, well, that's neat. They're all pretty flowers that we can grow and start growing at this time. Tell you what, let's go to the phone calls. What do you say?
Yeah,
who you got?
We've got Alice in Melbourne, and she wants to know how to take care of roses, how to trim them, and how to take care of the roots.
Good.
Yes, Teresa, you talk so fast, but can I just quickly mention the St. Patty's Day celebrations in Melbourne, Florida have been canceled, so you can't go downtown and have a beer or anything.
That hurts. Now that hurts.
Right. Well, and I've got to say the Chinese-born COVID-19 that they've given that fancy name to really has no test. I found that out yesterday because I went in with a cold thinking, oh my goodness, I've got the dreaded virus. And the doctor said, well, no, you don't. You just have a cold. And not only that, but there is no vaccine, there is no treatment, and there is no test. We have no test kits in Florida. And I know so many people are saying, well, go get a test.
Well,
you know,
let's get your roses taken care of then.
The roses, yes. I just wondered about, you said something about putting a root start on after cutting a slanted piece of your rose, because my rose has gotten 10 feet high, and I wondered when to trim it. It's just getting out of hand. And I wondered, too, about, the procedure in just sticking it in a pot of potting soil.
Okay.
And putting it in the shade or something.
Okay. Well, the secret to roses is the more you cut them, the more they're going to bloom if they are a hybrid rose. So you want to trim them. You said it's 12 foot tall, so I don't know if it's a climber or if it's one of the
two.
It's just a regular one. Well, you can cut it always after it blooms. You can always cut roses after they bloom. And then you want to go ahead and trim it back. I say in January, late January, first part of February.
Just do it once
a year then if you would like to keep it at a certain height.
Yeah, you missed it now, but, you know, if you want to, you can still do it. The only thing you're going to sacrifice will be flower buds,
right,
okay?
Right.
So if you decide to prune it now, go ahead and trim it back. How tall was it again?
It's about 10 feet high.
Feet tall. So you could cut it back a half, no problem at all. And you know what you get first out of that, Alice? You get big rose buds that come back.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, and making the cuttings, I like to root my cuttings in vermiculite.
Yes.
Some people use soil, and that's fine too. But I'll use vermiculite. I'll surround them in plastic in the shade and keep them moist, and away they're going to root for you.
Oh, that sounds great. And what kind of root stuff did you say?
Oh, it's a rooting powder. It's a rooting powder.
Yeah, just anything on the shelf that says rooting power. What it does is it keeps the bacteria from, infecting the cuttings.
Okay. All right. Well, that's helpful. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
I have to buy some vermiculite.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
And those test kits are coming. Don't worry. They'll be able to test you. I think they're coming. I heard Sunday or something like that.
Sure.
So they're coming.
Hopefully
you'll be just fine.
There you go.
Get
She'll
over
be
your
just,
cold.
Yeah, allergies are a lot this time of the year. Let's go to Tom in Merritt Island. He's got some questions on vegetable gardens. Good morning, Tom.
Hi. So I've got two rows of carrots that are about six to seven inches tall, and they're doing well. I water them daily. And it's getting so warm, I'm just wondering whether do you think I'll get roots or you think they'll bolt before I get anything?
Oh, that's a good question. I think you still have time to get the roots. The days, as I look ahead, I've looked at the weather ahead, it looks like it's going to be in the 80s. So in the mid-80s, low to mid-80s. So I think you still have time to get roots forming. But you're on the borderline right now.
Yeah, they're growing really fast. I'm watering them every day.
Yeah, well, you know, the faster they grow, the more likely they aren't going to produce those portions down there. But some of them will, I guarantee you. The only problem is they're probably going to be a little more on the bitter side.
Sure, a little bit smaller.
My wife doesn't like my carrots.
By the way, I have a volunteer tomato plant that grew earlier, and it's blooming now. So,
really? Wow. Yeah. How about that? Well, you're ahead of most of us then.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom.
Good. We have our longtime listener, Beverly in Tallahassee. Beverly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning to both of you.
Yeah. How's everything in Tallahassee? I've looked at your weather, and you're going to be okay. I think winter's over for you, Beverly.
Yep. Well, I'm taking your word on it. I finally put my tomatoes in the ground and gave them good luck kiss.
Good. Now, I'm ticked off at you, actually, because, not you, but the people in Tallahassee, you all got rain.
Well, that's been a couple weeks back. We didn't get anything this week.
Yeah, we've had almost nothing for several weeks.
It's been terrible. No, we really need we need rain desperately.
Yeah.
So next time you get a little, send a little our way, will you?
I'll push it right down the state.
What you up to today?
Well, for Teresa, I wanted to let her know that the goldfinches are here in droves now.
Oh, wow. How wonderful.
They're just so beautiful and fun, and I have gazillions of them.
What do you feed them? Do you feed them anything in the bird feeders?
Well, I feed them thistle in those socks.
Wow. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, but they will eat my white safflower seed. The nursery people were astounded when I told them that. But I have thistle socks all over the yard.
Well, excellent. Thank you, Beverly.
Yeah, I'm too cheap. I buy the cheap bird food.
they pretty much.
You're not running a restaurant.
not a delicatessen anyway.
Yeah, bird strong. I go through probably 100 pounds of bird food a month.
Wow, that's incredible. No wonder they're at your house. You must have big signs, and they have maps to your place.
Yeah, well, you know, I think I told Tom once before, I see scouts for the migratory birds. Like last Monday, the purple martins were sitting up on their house all day.
About
three of them, and I thought, oh, great, they're here, and then the next day, I thought, no, those are the scouts.
Okay.
Wow.
You'll see a hummingbird scout, a goldfinch scout. You'll always find one coming first.
Mm. Good eye, Beverly. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I got lots of windows. Anyway, I wanted to talk about something I think I heard on your show several months back. Somebody said that a good way to get rid of fire ants is to take a scoop out of one pile and put it in another pile and vice versa.
Yeah, makes them mad. That's about it, Beverly. That you'll kill off some fire ants, but I'll tell you, get one of the baits and just go out and bait. Yeah,
I tried it on a couple of beds. You know, they're right by my vegetable bed, so I want to be careful what I put out there.
Yeah,
and it made them mad enough to move anyway.
Well, the thing about pestering a fire ant bed or any ant bed is that if they get agitated or think something's happening, they'll move the queen. And then if you have one or two, three queens in a fire ant bed, then you may have three more mounds pop up. So
as long as they pop up further away from my vegetables.
In your neighbor's yard, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Now
I tell people I just live on a giant ant hill.
Beverly has a large area, large farm type area. Really, really neat. Now,
but anyway, and the weather's been, last week our highs were in the 60s, and this week our lows are in the 60s.
Well,
we've been in the mid-80s all week, huh?
There you go, spring is here.
It's great to be in Florida, right? Now, one more thing on your fire ants. I think the spinosad-containing products for fire ants There's one on by Southern Ag, can be used in the areas of vegetable gardens because spinosad can be used on vegetables. So check the label before you do it. But I think it's a natural occurring compound, so I think it can be used in those situations.
So the spinosad will actually kill the ants?
Oh, yeah, they have a bait. And Southern Ag has it.
Yes.
So that might be something to look forward to, okay?
All right.
I'll look into it.
Thank you, Beverly.
Enjoy. Oh, and one more thing. I was out at Hines Nurseries a couple days ago, and they said your show is going to be April 4th. Now, I don't know about all that other stuff, but it's 3 weeks away, so if anybody wants to quarantine themselves first, you know, and it's an outside venue, so I'm hoping they won't call it off.
Yeah, that'll be their show, coming up on April the 4th. Yeah, you know, a lot of things are closing down, regretfully.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that we'll still be able to see you on that date.
Okay, well, you have a great gardening day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now. And I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, if you want to give us a call, it's 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. That's 1-888-455-2967. You can text us at 23680, and we'll be right back. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-941-7405. 888-941-7405. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-941-7405. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Are you retired? Got time in your hands to get away? Call YMT Vacations now for great values on land and cruise trips to Alaska, Europe, Hawaii, and more. Plus, save now with our $250 per person discount and low price guarantee. Call for free info.
800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. That's 800-213-9256.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I hope you're having a great day. It's really sunny out. You know, when we first came in today, it was just cloud. It was overcast.
Foggy in some areas.
Yeah, and dark, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And now, look at the sun is up. I think a lot of people also like to sleep in on days
on
like
Saturdays.
This. Yeah.
I do.
Especially when the sun isn't up.
That's right. That's what's natural. You're supposed to sleep in the
sun.
Let's do
a text message first.
Okay. So I have someone who texted in and says, in my slightly shaded backyard, I have lots of St. Augustine grass runners, but they're not rooting down. What do I do to get them down? What do you think?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that can cause that. First of all, I'd have the soil acidity checked just to make sure I had the proper pH on the soil, because just being too acid can keep them from rooting down. The other thing is, if they've used a pre-emergent herbicide, something to control the crabgrass, for instance, that will inhibit rooting. And so they may just grow across the surface. And if you look at the roots, they'll be stubby and they'll be kind of rounded.
There you go. So, well, but even something like Sucker Stopper, if they're mowing over roots and they're putting down a herbicide to prevent the suckers from growing, would that do it too?
It's a possibility. Any herbicide there could cause something like that. But the pre-emergent things for crabgrass control are the ones that often cause that. Then the last thing would be if it's growing very vigorously, sometimes St. Augustine will just overgrow.
That's it.
And so,
and would the shade have anything to do with them reaching up and kind of growing upwards?
I tend to doubt it, to be honest with you. As long as the soil is, you know, not hard, so it can't penetrate. That's the other possibility, I guess, if it's compact.
Sure.
Something like that.
So whoever it is that's texted in should check their soil.
Check the soil pH, make sure you aren't using a pre-emergent herbicide, and that's probably about all you can do at this point in time.
There you go. I have another one that says, have you ever topped your pepper plants? She said, or he, I did for the first time last year. They bushed out, and I got lots of peppers.
I talked to my pepper plants.
Yeah,
I've
never topped them. it's a possibility. They will grow over consecutive years.
Yeah, I've had peppers last for a couple of years.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. The thing about the peppers, if the top will die out, sometimes an insect will come in and damage it.
Right.
It will branch out. So, that makes sense.
You can try it.
Yeah.
But if you want really good harvest of peppers, you should plant them every year.
Yeah, I do. Oh, very good. Okay, somebody's up on the line.
Yeah, we're going to go to Lori in St. Cloud. She wants to know about fertilizing fruit trees, and she did it last week, and now the leaves are yellowing.
What happened, Lori?
Well, I fertilized all my fruiting trees, the citrus avocado. Avocados, this is like the second year it produced. It's full of blooms, but it's dropping a lot of leaves and it's yellowed. Don't know. I used to add avocado citrus fertilizer. I didn't know if it's normal for this time of year, and the tree does this periodically.
You're okay. Yeah. It's normal for avocados to drop their leaves. In fact, sometimes they'll look almost bare. So you're okay, and you put the fertilizer on, you're going to keep it moist, and it should be putting out new leaves about now, is it?
I think it's going to start. When it does this, trees, it's just kind of shocking, you know.
I know, it's like, kind of scary, Magnolias will do it also at this time of the year.
One other question, if I may. I have a lemon tree that had some insects that I've been treating. I cut it back, I fertilized it, and it's all greening, but there's some big dead sections, I believe, where those insects were. Do I just cut all that out when it shows that it's no life?
I would say, Lori, anything that is brown and it's dead, always cut it out. It's not going to come back. So if you scrape the outside bark layer, just scrape it. And if it's green underneath, then you might just want to trim it, prune it back just a wee bit. But if it is completely brown, cut it off.
And it's okay that it's sort of a large section on one side of the tree.
I would be concerned.
Yeah, you don't have a choice. If it's dead, dead or dying, you prune it out because there may be a disease organism in those stems. Yep. Like Teresa said, if there's still green in there, there's hope. And so until you hit that point, when it's turned brown, then you can leave it. But otherwise, if it's brown, you prune it out, whether it's going to take out half the tree, regretfully.
If it's brown, cut it down.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'll be brave.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, Tom, that's something that I was talking to, is that people are afraid to cut back their plants. They're afraid to cut their roses. They're afraid to cut their shrubs. And, you know, it's good for them to get pruned back.
It's invigorating for them.
Yes.
Sometimes invigorating for me, too. If you want to give us a call, now's the time. 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. Let me give you that one more time. Joni says I say it too fast. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us at 23680, and Teresa and I'd be happy to answer your questions and help you along with your gardening situation. We started off talking. We went to the phone calls very early here just to get everybody's in, but we want to start off talking about our favorite flowers, and Teresa had the salvias. A lot of people forget the salvias.
Yeah, and salvias are great butterfly attractors, like I said before, but they come in different colors, but I love the really blue ones. It's a great way to add blue to your garden.
Yeah, and that's a perennial salvia, but we also have the little coccinia.
We do, the tropicals ones, the tropical sage, and then they're red. And then there's one that's called hot lips, and it's pink and red and white.
And those seed very readily.
They do. Now, you got to love them. If not, then you're going to get a lot of them. So, but again, the butterflies love them.
Yeah. Now, what do you do in preparing a site for planting?
Well, it just depends. If it's an area that's brand new, then I want to make sure that I have a lot of organic material in it. So I like to add compost to my garden beds. And that's going to allow the soil to hold on to moisture longer. It's going to provide some nutrients there and allow it to breathe a little easier.
Now, you have a typical sandy soil?
I have a very sandy soil. I have like oak trees in the yard. So it's just regular sand.
Yeah. Now, with the oak trees in the yard, do you have to be careful what you plant as far as shade tolerance?
I do a little bit of shade, but it's in the curb right next to the road. So I have really sunny parts of my front yard, and then I have the shade on the curbing in the center area there. It's right along the driveway.
So you have sun.
I do have sun, yes.
Which is good. And I have the same situation. You know, I don't have an oak tree in my yard. I don't want an oak tree in my yard.
I don't want an oak tree in my yard.
and I just had to have I didn't have to, but I did have my trees trimmed. Word of mouth, you and I know the word of mouth company
great.
Very well. And Austin came out and they did the trimming. Regretfully, I have a sweet gum where I think the lightning hit the top of it.
Oh, no.
And it took it out. And so it's had problems, so they pruned it back some. And that's the only time I top a tree, when you got a dead top in it. Like you said, you know, if it's dead, you might as well prune it.
Exactly. And you can do that any time of the year. Just it's a good thing to walk around and look at your trees, especially before hurricane season starts.
Yeah. Now here's the neat part about this. They came in and did the trimming, and Joni says she can't tell where they did the trimming. and it's good. I mean, they trimmed the palms up. I want a 9-3 look on my palms. That's
exactly.
That's the maximum.
Right. 180 degrees. Do you want a half circle?
Yeah, no more removal than that. And I have some communities now that are only pruning the palms when they need to.
That's
they've
the
stopped
smart
doing
thing
it
to
regularly.
Do. That's it's going to save the HOA money, the community money, but it's also better for the palm tree.
Yeah, and they're not doing the crepe myrtles. They've stopped pruning the crepe myrtles.
So anyway. We're getting out there. Tom, I've got a text message that says, is this a time to trim milkweed? I have about 75 plants growing, and somebody told them that they needed to trim them to about 4 inches from the ground.
I'm going to let you take that one.
Yeah, I've never trimmed milkweed.
No.
My caterpillars trim my milkweed.
Well, I was going to say, if you need to prune them back for some reason, I don't know why you'd prune them back to 4 inches unless the milkweed has been devastated.
Right, exactly. And then you just want to start it off and give it that little stimulation so it starts to grow again.
If they prune them back to 4 inches, do you think they'll come back?
I think they would, but I think you're going to have to wait, and butterfly season's already here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it would be easier to let the leaves grow back on a plant
What's
that wasn't
there?
Trimmed out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they have the option.
They have the option.
Very good.
You can always do it.
Yeah. We got a caller up here?
Yes, we do. We have Rick in Merritt Island. He has a smaller tree for upper. There you go. Hey, Rick, what kind of question do you have?
Okay, what I want to do is I was looking at the native coffee plant.
Okay.
Coffee tree, shrub.
Shrub. Yeah.
It requires an understory location.
Yeah, right. Under canopy. Yeah.
At least filtered sun.
Right, under canopy. So what I'm looking for is some recommendations on some smaller shrub tree type things that I can put in. I don't want something that's 60 feet high or an oak tree or something like that.
I have my favorite.
Something that it only goes up, you know, I can get underneath, like, say, maybe 8 foot high.
Okay. What do you think, Tom?
I'd go with a tree ligustrum.
A tree ligustrum is a perfect one.
Yeah, and we also have the pineapple guava.
The pineapple guava, and then there's also the Chickasaw plums.
Yeah, that's like that.
And it's blooming right now. And then the red bud, and red buds do nicely, and they have a nice canopy underneath them. But your coffee plant's going to need full shade all year round. So the ligustrum is probably a good choice.
Yeah. That help?
Okay. Yeah, that was what I was wondering, because I know I've got some other bromeliads and stuff that I was thinking about. Well, I could probably put those underneath it, too.
Yeah, you want something that's going to be evergreen just about year-round. The ligustrum and the pineapple guava would do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty.
All right.
Enough.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Rick.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. We got that. There we go. Okay, if you want to give us a call, 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or if you want to text us, 23680. And
we've got Ralph. He said, good morning. It says it's a great show. Oh. Thank you. Well, thank you, Ralph, for listening.
Very good. And tell you what, we're going to do the quiz question right now. How does that sound? Quiz question for a Black Cow cap or T-shirt. Many gardeners would like to grow hydrangeas. What must the soil be to keep the flowers heads blue? Give Joni a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS and tell her if we want blue hydrangeas, what type of soil must we have? We'll start with caller number 3. If you or someone at the same address have won within the last 60 days, please give others a try. Number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS. What type of soil keeps the hydrangeas blue? We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are Asian cycad scale killing your beautiful sago palms? Are aphids and spider mites invading your plants? Then fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests, but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. It also helps prevent powdery mildew and other fungal diseases. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling. The complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Got our quiz question for Blackout Capper T-shirt. We got a winner. Many gardeners would like to grow hydrangeas, right? Well, what must the soil be to keep the flowers blue? I said you give Joni a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS and tell her if we want blue hydrangeas, what type of soil must we have? We said we start with caller number 3. And Joni, how'd we do? When she gets her headsets on, she'll be in good shape. There you go. It's tough answering phone calls and putting your headset on and taking your headset off and all those type of things. You still there?
Yes.
I was working, dear.
I'm yes. Sure you were. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our winner was Mike Savko in Tallahassee.
Yay.
He's going to have a black cow cap.
Very good. We got a big black cow moo for Mike.
That's better than a cow.
I know. Brian brings the cow with him.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And so we end up with a bunch of big black cow manure also.
That's true.
Which is kind of nice. And the answer here is an acid soil.
That's right.
Blue for acid. If you want the pink, you have to have an alkaline soil. And I guess if it's in between, you get a muddied plant.
You get a little purple, little bit purplish.
Yeah. So hydrangeas are a challenge.
They are. We do have a native hydrangea that does wonderful here, but the other ones, which are sold at special times of the year, Mother's Day and Easter, they need a little bit of care.
They call them mop heads.
Yeah.
You ever heard that?
I have.
Yeah. And I don't know. I've seen beautiful ones, but it seemed like they're ones that are in the morning sun, afternoon shade, or filtered sun all day.
I like them to be in full shade. And they need a lot of moisture. They just really...
Oh, they'll wilt down quick.
They'll wilt down
quick. Even if you're on display and them inside your home.
Yes, yes. And you just need to keep them watered. So if you've got, next to a lakefront area, shaded area near a lakefront shoreline, they'll do well.
Yeah, but a lot of new varieties out there, which makes it kind of nice.
You have to try them. You just have to try.
Oh, yeah, you got to try them once. And there's some that are that bloom almost continuously.
Yes.
And so the big question is, when do you prune the hydrangeas? And right after they finish the major flower bloom is when I would do it.
That's a really great way to just kind of assess it and say, once it blooms, you can cut it back. I just wouldn't cut it back too much, so some people get a little, excited when they're cutting back and they cut them back too much.
Or they cut them back too late. They cut them back in the springtime.
Yes.
You just cut off your flower buds.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do we have
We do have some questions here. One text messages. One says, my Barbados cherry isn't looking good, Tom. The bark is peeling and it's not producing well. What should they do?
Move.
Down to Barbados.
I don't think it's abnormal for them to have some peeling bark.
I think that's part of their growing habit.
Yeah. If it looks, they say it doesn't look good. Or
no, it does not. It's not producing well.
But the flower, the leaves, I guess, are still good.
Yes.
You sit and wait and fertilize. And that's it.
You just want to be on a regular slow-release fertilizer. If it fruits or flowers, just a slow-release fertilizer.
I think the slow release is the real key there.
I think so, too. The next text message says, I have a pineapple guava. It looks healthy, but it doesn't bloom. Do I need a specific food for it?
That's one where you wait. You can fertilize it. But normally 5 to 7 years or more.
It's a fruit tree.
It's a slow producer.
Yes, it is. And so a specific food fertilizer for it.
I'd use citrus.
A citrous fertilizer too. Yeah, that would be good.
Get one of the slow release ones and that'll work out well.
And then I have another one that says I have two lantanas. When can I cut them back? and how much? And then she said, I also recently transplanted a crepe myrtle. When can I cut it back and how much?
The crepe myrtle pruning time for me is over. It never started, actually.
Yeah, there's no reason really to cut them back unless they're in the wrong place. They don't need to be cut back to bloom. But the lantanas, they're pretty much, if it's established, can get cut back anytime.
Yeah, that's right. It's up to you. If you're starting to get good flowers on them right now, just wait until you get that major bloom over and then go ahead and give them a pruning.
Exactly. After it blooms, you can cut it back.
Yeah. One thing we didn't talk about, we'll get to the question there in Melbourne in just a minute, but we don't have enough time to be fair, maybe. I tell you what, let's go to that question.
Okay. Jack, Melbourne, here we go. Hi, Jack.
How can we help you, Jack?
Hey, I know what you mean about the oak tree. I have one, just nothing under it, but elephant ears and ferns is totally useless.
Yeah, and bromeliads will grow well under oak trees.
Hey, my blackberries last year I called in, they were kind of turning little brown balls and fell off. And I just forgot them for a while, let them grow. Now I'm trying again. Should I trim them back and how far?
Well, you know, the flower buds are there now if they're going to flower for you. So we wouldn't prune them back until after they've finished producing. And then you can prune out the some of the older stems, or you can just wait and leave them. And then when those stems start to die out, then you can prune them out. Are they thornless or the thorny type?
Thorny type.
They're the thorny type?
Yeah.
So then, you know, there used to be a time, and I think the university's given up on this. They used to say, after they finish producing, you level them with the ground.
Right.
But now, as I go back and look at the university bulletins, either they got a new agent or what, I don't know. They don't say that anymore. And so I think what they do is just let you thin them out. You know, when they get a lot of dead in them, then you prune them out.
That's what I would do. And it's really easy because, I mean, they grow like weeds. So if they're not producing and they're dying back, cut those back, and just, again, the fertilizers are really good.
They do need fertilizer, Jack. If you haven't been fertilizing them, that could be a problem.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, there he goes. I tell you what, it's break time. We're going to take a quick break. And there's still time for you to call in and get your question answered. 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us 23680 and get all the information that you want for gardening. And Teresa and I do have a couple other things, but your questions come first. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-690-5113. 888-690-5113. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-690-5113. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Check out our gardening how-to videos on the web at hisandhersgardening.com. That's hisandhersgardening.com. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, and we are here for you, and we've got a lot of questions coming up here, so we'll get to those in just a second here. But just to remind you that it is a great gardening day out there, and so get out and start planting. It's spring. A lot of things are canceled, so get out into the garden. I think
that's going to help their stress, too.
Yeah, Teresa's here with me right now. And Teresa, who do we have up there?
We have Virginia in Vieira. And she has a question on oak trees.
Okay, good. Virginia, you got about a minute. How can we help you?
Yes. We don't know if it is an oak tree, but it's huge, and it's over the garage and house, and it when the leaves drop, the brown fuzzy stuff comes off the trees, too, and it stains the cars and the driveway and everything. So maybe it's a cottonwood tree. We're not sure.
Well, I think it's probably an oak tree.
It sounds like an oak tree to me.
Yeah, it's got the little woolly galls on the little leaves. They're kind of round and brown.
Yeah. Oh, they're awful.
I know, little teddy bear got colored.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, here's the problem with these. The insect that causes that would probably be out there right about now affecting the new leaves, okay? And so you're never sure when it's going to be there, and so you'd have to be spraying the tree or doing things, and we just don't do that. It's just one of the problems that you have with oak trees in
Florida.
Exactly.
And it's too high to spray, so we just let them go and just blow off your car frequently.
Yeah, you're just going to have to tolerate it, Virginia.
Oh, man, when does it stop?
Well, the leaves with those little galls on it should be coming off right now. It should be over, and you're getting the new leaves, and you may not even get them with galls next year. You know, it's one of those if and when type things. So it'll probably be, you won't see them again until fall anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Now we're going to go to, let's see.
Claremont.
And yes. There we go. Claremont, brown spots on leaves. Hi. What? Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. How cool.
Hello.
Yeah. Good morning. How can we help you with your brown spots?
Yeah. Okay. It's I have these plants. They're called longevity spinach, and they were doing great. It's very prolific, and several months back, it started developing brown spots, and we've gone through dry spells, so I don't think it's humidity caused. And what can I do to control it? But it's peppered with spots.
All different kind of little spots. You know, the best thing for you to do on that would be send us an email picture of it. You can get up on my website, betterlawns.com, and write me and tell me you got the problem, and then I will respond back to you and send me a picture. The only thing I can think of right now possibly would be a leaf miner, the blotch leaf miner, but I tend to doubt that is what it is, so I need to see the picture. But if you can do that, then we'll be able to help you out a little bit more. We've got to move on. Appreciate the call anyway. Let's go
to Tim in Winter Haven. Pineapple plants, they're not looking good.
Okay, very good. Well, got that one. How can we help you?
Good morning. I've got quite a few pineapples I planted in my yard, and they're really tasty. But the plants this year are getting real yellowish instead of green.
Okay, so are these plants, have they already bloomed, Tim?
They're just starting to bloom, yeah.
Okay, they're just starting to bloom.
My guess is they've come out of the winter, they've got cold damage to them, and the only thing you can do, Tim, would be to pick up on the fertilizer on them and see if that will help them. But I think it's a result of the little bit of cold that we did have this winter.
So just sprinkle some, like, 666.
Get somebody's good slow-release fertilizer. You can use Osmocote, you can use Dynamite, you can use Shake and Feed, but put that on, that'll feed them for about 3 or 4 months. But you're coming out of winter, a lot of that is due to the effects of winter, okay? Got to run. We got one more caller, and this will be the last caller of the day.
We've got Norman in Orlando, and he wants to know about Container Gardens planting tomatoes.
Okay, go for it, Norman. We got a minute.
All right, Black Cow, how much would you mix? I use 20-gallon pots. How much would you mix Black Cow to the potting soil?
You know, Black Cow itself has a bit on their site there where you can plant directly in Black Cow.
Right.
So if you want to do it that way, you could use pure Black Cow. Otherwise, I would take somebody's good potting soil and cut it maybe 50-50.
50-50.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Norman.
All right.
Okay, so real quick, we've got, why are my bananas never developing bananas? They're always so small. I'm thinking of ripping them out.
Okay, it's a text message. I wouldn't rip them out, but what would you do?
I would say it depends on how old they are. Sometimes bananas have to go through 2 winters before they produce fruit. And then fertilizing. Bananas are heavy feeders, and so they really need that potassium and phosphorus.
Yeah, I would be fertilizing them, if you're using a traditional fertilizer, once a month. If you're using a slow release, again, get something like Osmocote, Dynamite, Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed, any one of those products, or some, there's other ones out there also.
Exactly. And then we got Tom. We would like to plant a hedge with Spartan juniper. What distance would you recommend between each plant?
Teresa and I discussed that during break, and we decided 5 to 8 feet.
That's it. That'll be good for you. 5 to 8 feet. There you go. Yeah, Thank you for all the text messages.
Yeah, because you want them to probably be making contact, touching eventually.
Exactly.
And they're not big, wide junipers, but they do.
And you still want good air circulation, too. So yeah. 5 to 8 feet is good. Thank you so much, Tom.
Well, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. And bring us up to date on the Florida Friendly Law. Brian.
Have a great week.
Yeah.
Enjoy being in the house.
Well, it's St. Patty's Day. We can still enjoy that.
Sure.
Eat some a green cake.
Mm-hmm.
Joni?
Yes, everybody have a nice weekend.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, are you going to make a green cake for me for St. Patty's Day?
No.
That's what I thought.
We're going to have corned beef and hash.
I'll buy one.
That would be good.
I'll buy you one.
There you go. Thank you, everybody. We'll be here for you next week. And keep your questions handy or get up on my website, betterlawns.com. Like we said, if you got a problem, you can send me a picture, but you have to tell me you want to send me a picture, and I'll get back to you with that. Okay? Stay safe. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.